Hey everybody, welcome to the Mental Toughness and Body Show. My name is Rob Evans and I'm your transformation coach, health strategist and internationally published author, helping take your life and your business, your health, fitness, mindset and body from where you are right now to where it is that you want to be. You're here for one purpose in life, one purpose, and that is to discover what your true gift is to give to the world. And for many of us, we go through life searching for what that is, but never have the courage to take that leap of faith and do what you know you are here to do. Unfortunately, a lot of people will just let life happen to them and go through and, I suppose, get to a stage where they find that you fall into a job, if you like. You get a job of some sort, and or you decide to go into business. And you find that you stay there for a long, long time. And you, if you're in the, like for me, I started out as a chartered accountant and just went through the ranks and looking to get up the corporate ladder and get to that point where one day I had hoped that I would find that role that I really, really loved. Because the only people, when I was a young adult, that I knew that really loved their job were sports people. And that frustrated me because I was never great at sport. I was a little guy. Everybody else was taller, faster, stronger, better than I was. So I thought, I'm never going to be good at those sports. So maybe I could have been good at a sport, but I just didn't have the right support and guidance around me to say, well, actually, do you know what? You should go to this. You should be going to this sport and you'd be really great at that and just get the coaching and the training and everything around that. But I didn't. And so you go through life and trying to find where it is that you fit best. And I was grateful for the fact that I kept staying hungry and curious about what it was that I wanted to be doing with my life. And ultimately, when I was 40 years of age, I identified what that was for me. And that is working in health, fitness, transformation as the basis for how I work with people. And now I do business coaching with people. I do mindset training with people. I speak from the stage as well. But I think, if you like, the spine or the foundation of what it is that I do and the spine and foundation of me comes back to that health, fitness, wellness, mindset, mental toughness, that foundation. Because personally, I have found in my obsession in studying success, unless you have that foundation rock solid, it doesn't matter what you do above it, it's going to come crumbling down. So think about foundations for a house, foundations for a building. You might say, well, you know, you could put bricks on the ground without any foundation underneath that and just hope for the best. Yeah, you can build your house so far, but how long is it going to last? If you want to build an Empire State Building or the tallest building in the world, do your foundations have to be rock solid, super strong? Absolutely. Otherwise, the building will just fall down. And that's what I love about what I do in the health, nutrition, wellness space, because when I get that right for me and working out all the key things that I need to be doing each day for me, then I know that I'm in the best health. And if I'm in the best health, I'm in the best mindset, I've got more focus, and I can achieve whatever it is that I want. That's what I love, because I get energy from that as well. And with energy and focus, I can achieve more of everything. And it's taken me many years to work that out, but I did. And now that I have, it makes me hungry to spread the word to everybody so that you can understand what it does take, and you can go on your own journey, your own path, to identify what are the key things that work for you to get you to be performing at your best. But ultimately, you've got to stay curious, and you've got to get to that point where you really are following through on what your purpose in life is. When there's not a shadow of doubt in my mind that I'm here to help spread the word and to help make people better people, better human beings, healthier human beings through better health, better fitness, better nutrition, better mindset, life sustainable, practices that people can implement into their daily life simply and achieve an amazing life that's focused, that's energized, that's pain-free, that's got them looking the way that they want to look, that's got them performing the best that they can, that's got their mindsets operating at a tremendous pace with tremendous focus so that they can achieve everything they want to achieve. That's what I'm here to do. And there's not a question in my mind that says that that is wrong for me. I know it's right. It feels right through every fiber that I have. And I've tried different things. I've tried different roles through corporate and everything to try and find what it is for me. And I know that this is it because it feels so good. And I'm so grateful for the fact that I remained curious for all those years so that I could ultimately find what I do here. And it just brings me so much joy and it's so effortless. I work so hard and so long in my business, so many hours through the week, but it doesn't feel like work for a second because I just love it so much. So imagine that place. Maybe you're already there and I say congratulations. But even if you are there, I know that you're hungry for more. That's why you're listening. I'm hungry for more. I had a lot of success in my life, but I still look for more because it's like, wow, it's like that foundation that I said, if we make that really strong, then how do we keep building another level? How do we keep going up? It's like, wow, you know, I'm happy at the level I am. Well, maybe that's true and there's nothing wrong with that if that's right for you. But what I would say is the gift that we have and the gift that we can give to ourselves is keep on learning, keep on progressing, keep doing more, keep doing better. And most successful people want to keep pushing. They want to build that next relationship and see how they can help that next person or next group of people. How can we leave this place a better place than we found it? And so this is your one purpose. You need to find out what your gift is. What is it that you have to share with the world? What is it that you are going to leave behind you as your legacy? It's one of the things that I love about this podcast right here and my Rob Evans 365 podcast, which we're up to, I don't know, getting closer to 1,700 podcasts there. These will remain here forever. They're digital footprints that I'm leaving for future generations that aren't even born just yet. And hopefully I can have a positive impact on someone's life. Maybe they're struggling. They're not where they want to be. And they find that whether it's the words that I'm using, maybe it's one particular podcast or one sentence or one phrase that I say that could have a dramatic impact on changing someone's life. I remember 5 years ago, just over 5 years ago, actually, when I first met my coach, JT Fox, number one wealth and business coach in the world. And all he said to me to completely shake me and change my thinking was, you're not focused. And at that point, well, up to that point, I had thought if people had described to me in one word that I'd been working with over the past probably 8 years or 10 years before that, they would say, he's very focused. And yet he said, you're not focused. And it kind of caught me off guard. And I'm like, what do you mean? This is what I'm thinking, because I was very intimidated, first meeting, powerful person, successful person. And he had a bodyguard with him standing right behind him because he had some death threats and stuff at the time. And I'm like, wow. And I thought about it over time. And I'm like, you're right. I'm not focused. I'm not focused on the right things. What I was trying to do was a whole bunch of different things, almost like 4 or 5 different things, but not completing any of them. And I was so desperately comfortable in my comfort zone where I was that I didn't want to change. I didn't want to have to step outside that zone. I didn't want to have to improve my work ethic. I didn't want to do those things. And I thought, if I just get this piece of branding, if I just get this piece of coaching, then bang, something magical is going to happen and money's going to start rolling in. I'll be more successful than I ever thought I was could be. I'd have more money than I ever thought I could have and I'd help more and more people, et cetera, et cetera. But of course, you know, hindsight tells you and some sensible thinking, that it doesn't just happen like that. And you only get to the level like where my coach was by following his lead and listening and implementing and being much more focused than I was and much more diligent and create the work ethic that he had has. And look, sometimes you've got to go pretty deep to find that out. And my desire at the time was to build a closer relationship. And it's like, well, how do you do that? And it's really taken probably 5 years, four to five years, to build that relationship with him where I can have a conversation, where he's been on this podcast, where I can talk to him every single week. I can send him a message. I can communicate with him every single week. And he knows who I am. He knows what I'm doing. He knows my strengths. He knows my weaknesses. He knows I'm an incredible left brain thinker. He knows that I'm very loyal. He also knows my, my limitations. And he knows how to inspire me and motivate me to get to that next level. And it's through him that I've learned very much about relationships and how to build those, grow those, nurture those. And where I learned more and more about work ethic was I shadowed him for a day, and his schedule is unrelenting, just going from one meeting to the next, 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 and just how he's able to just switch his focus from one thing to that next thing and just achieving more and more and more. It's like, wow, this is so impressive. Gee, I thought I was working hard. You don't know what hard is until you start to, follow your coach on a day-to-day basis. And just like, people, if they ask me, how do you get so much done? It's like, well, I'm focused. I just know what's important. I schedule my day. I work out what I want to be working on, and I just go. And so I'm sure on some days, if people followed me around, they're like, man, this is exhausting. How do you do this? How do you keep this pace up? Well, it comes back to taking care of my health. If I'm looking after myself and putting myself forward as the best version of me, then I can do more of everything. So you've got to find what you're here to do. What's your gift? A lot of the time, like if I look back to how I started my journey and what I'm doing now, like it's 35 years ago that I started working out and training and having that level of focus. And the only reason that I started doing that was because somebody threatened to kill me. And I wanted to change my body image. I wanted to change my self-confidence. And so I joined a gym. And then from there, one thing led to another. And now it's just very much a part of my lifestyle. And there was probably moments in time where I kind of fleeted when I was in corporate world, thinking about my training and spending all the time training and thinking about, wow, wouldn't it be good to do this as a job? But I couldn't see a way to monetize it to the extent that I could replace my existing income. And I think that's a lot of what happens for people. They have a passion, a hobby, if you like, and maybe it's what your true gift is, but you can't see how you can monetize it. And so what I did, I was very strategic, because that's my left brain thinking. I thought, right, well, if I'm going to do this, how do I do it? What are the gaps that I have? And I thought, well, first one is I need to get a qualification. Why? Because I was like reverse engineering it. It's like in terms of me getting insurance, so the risk averse side of me, I need to get insurance. I could have run my business without insurance, but it'd be a silly move. In order to get insurance, I need to be qualified. So I thought, what's the minimum qualification that I get? Not the maximum qualification, but the minimum. And I had a certificate in 3 and 4 in fitness. And I already had a uni degree, a Bachelor of Business in Accounting, and I was a chartered accountant, so a postgraduate degree. I'd done 6 years effectively of study. I didn't want to go back and do a Bachelor of Sports Science or become a uni qualified nutritionist or dietitian or anything like that. So I thought, okay, well, that's the minimum qualification. How can I do it? Now, when I was doing it, it was back in the, when was it? 2007. Online courses didn't exist back then, not in this space anyway. So I had to find somewhere that was local that I could do it on weekends and so forth to support my my wife at the time and my first daughter. And so I found somewhere that was close. And then as I'm going through that course, I'm thinking, well, if I'm going to do this as a career, I need to get sales training. I need to get coaching. So I found an organization that worked in the fitness space in coaching people. And they set me up with the right marketing tools, the right sales scripts and all that kind of stuff, which gave me the confidence to then step forward into the business. So I didn't just say, okay, this is a good idea, let's do it. I made sure I got the coaching and the knowledge and the confidence beforehand and the qualification before doing it. Now, obviously, coming out of big business, I had a lot of professional skills and so forth, but I'd never run a business before. But taking that hobby into a business, I needed to undertake a whole bunch of steps. And it took me, effectively 2 years to do it. Because it took me, I think it was just over 12 months to do the study. Then I was going through the coaching and still with my corporate job and working out with, starting a new family, and I had a second daughter on the way. And the second one came while I finished my study. I remember I was actually at the course on a Saturday, and I got the phone call. Actually, I think it might have been a text message from my wife at the time, and she said she's on the way to hospital now. She ended up coming home and not having the baby and stuff. It was just taking some precautions, but she had it while I was doing that course. And then life sort of changed a little bit, and I thought, okay, well, this is probably a good time to step into a full-time dad role. Wife wanted to go back to work, and I could start the business sort of on a part-time basis. So it was a really cool experience, but I needed to do a lot of work to take that hobby into that next step. And so maybe you're sitting on a hobby right now or something that you think, oh yeah, I could do that, but you don't know how to monetize it and run the business properly. Well, there's a couple of things that you can do. First thing is that you can go to mentaltoughnessandbodyshow.com and you can opt in for a free consult right there. We can have a conversation about what it is that you're going through right now. I mean, I also do business coaching for people. And it's like, well, where are you at? Where do you want to get to? What is the idea that you've got? And look, this is why I have a coach. I run ideas by my coach. And I just did one 2 days ago on my Friday night coaching. And I said, look, this is what I'm thinking of doing. What do you think about it? And he said, don't do it. He said, you can't do that. He said, it's just not going to work. So I thought, okay, done. And I trust him 100%. So I've just parked it and said, nah, done. Well, parked it, ditched it and said, nah, I'm not going to bother about doing that now. So that's why you have coaching. Somebody that's got the courage, I suppose, and the honesty to say to you, no, that's not a good idea, or yes, that is a good idea, you should do that. So that's the first thing that you can do. Opt in for that free consultation. We can have a conversation. Or find a coach in the area, the business, whatever it is that you're looking to set up, or whether it's a career change, find somebody that's the best in that space and have a conversation with them. See if you can reach out and have the conversation with them. If not, reach out to me and I'll connect you with somebody in the industry so that you can have that conversation. So have a very, very big Rolodex. So find your gift. It's so worth it, trust me. Doesn't mean that there might be a bit of a sideways step or a backward step. Absolutely. I went from a 6-income figure to making a loss in the first 6 months. So no income coming in. I actually went backwards. But once you get it right and you grow the business, you don't know what happiness is. Like it's such a gift to give to yourself and a gift to give everybody else around you. So that's me out for today. Stay safe, stay healthy. I'll see you tomorrow.